your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earl.
Police say they want to hear from anyone who saw a bike and car shortly before a crash in Kent, which killed three people. Kieran has more for KMFM.
Well, two women and a man died following the collision on the A259 at Brookland in Romney Marsh yesterday afternoon. The 36-year-old man from Tenterden had been riding a motorbike, while the two women from the Midlands were passengers in a Renault Megane. Officers want to hear from the owners of a purple VW camper van who may have seen what happened shortly before the smash, just before 4 o'clock.
This is KMFM News.
Boris Johnson's joining the Prime Minister's new cabinet. The London Mayor, who was elected as an MP last week, will attend meetings of David Cameron's top team, although he won't have a role. John Whittindale has been appointed Culture Secretary and Amber Rudd Environment Secretary. Priti Patel becomes Employment Minister. Sky's political editor Faisal Islam says she's got her work cut out.
They've promised 2 million more jobs over the next 5 years. That's going to be Priti Patel's job, partly, to deliver those 2 million more jobs, to deliver an employment rate for the United Kingdom that exceeds all other industrialised countries. Quite some ambition.
A woman's been arrested on suspicion of dangerous driving after a 17-year-old girl was hit by a car near Herne Bay. The teenager suffered head, face and pelvis injuries after it happened on Hunter's Forestall Road at around 6 last night. The 22-year-old has been bailed until later this month. It's claimed some 10 and 11-year-olds are smoking to deal with the stress caused by SATs tests. As Year 6 pupils in England prepare to take them this week, a study has found a fifth of those who did them last year admitted losing sleep. Meantime, a Kent mental health charity is urging students to look out for each other as exam time raises stress levels. Tunbridge Wells-based Crossways Community says this time of year puts students under ever-increasing pressure, leading to illnesses such as bulimia and depression. Chief Exec Chris Mundy says going into schools helps to raise awareness.
There are, you know, very large pressures being placed on our teenagers, and you know, that can result in mental health issues arising in very many ways, whether that's through, you know, very serious complaints like bulimia and anorexia, whether it is just through really high levels of stress and depression. And, you know, a lot of adults with mental health problems, you know, a lot of them started when they were in their teens and 20s. So it's a crucial time.
KMFM News.
A man's been held by police following a disturbance near a Kent train station. Officers were called to Gillingham station at around 6:30 last night and detained one man who also needed medical care. A man who's set to become the leader of Thanet Council says a pledge to make a compulsory purchase of Manston Airport will go ahead. Councillor Chris Wells is expected to be confirmed as the new man in charge of the local authority after UKIP took control following last week's local election. It's almost a year since the airport closed. It's since been bought by regeneration specialists who want to transform it into businesses and homes. And Prince Harry's revealed he wants to settle down and says he just needs to find the right someone.
Of course, I'd love to have kids right now, but yeah, there's a process. Hopefully I'm doing all right by myself. It would be great to have someone else next to me to share the pressure, but you know, time will come. Whatever happens, happens.
The fifth in line to the throne also says he can't wait to get home to see his new niece, Princess Charlotte. He's also admitted he hasn't decided yet when he'll do once he leaves the armed forces next month.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing. For all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Tennis and Andy Murray's won back-to-back clay court titles after beating Rafa Nadal. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, the British number one won the final of the Madrid Open in straight sets. It's the first time Murray's ever beaten Nadal on clay. Cricket, and it's the second day of Kent's championship game against Glamorgan at Canterbury. The home side were bowled out for 357 in their first innings earlier. A short time ago, the visitors were on 52 for 3. Meantime, Kent captain Rob Key has been penalised following their game against Leicestershire last week. He was reported to authorities for showing serious dissent against an umpire's decision during the match, which ended in a draw. He's been given 3 points by the ECB. Players who get 9 or more over a 2-year period are given a ban. And in football, the Gillingham manager says he's confident two players who've been on loan at the club will return next season. Defender Max Emmer still has another year on his contract at QPR, while John Marquis has been offered a new deal by Millwall. Both have expressed an interest in staying at Bruce Field.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.